This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I want to open the phones up for everybody, but I want to speak on a topic. And that is, do you agree with me or disagree with me that the establishment's trying to cause a civil war? I mean, they're publicly saying there's going to be a war with the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners, and states' rights advocates, and the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, that was under Bush, says that Homeland Security is to suppress insurrection by the states and by legislatures. So they consider states that say no to a gun ban or something, or no to a federal thing on gay marriage or something, the feds are saying that's insurrection, and they're going to put the big red one, the army, in your state house. See, that's what's so frustrating. I see the battle picture here. I live this. And I try to war game stuff out where I'm wrong, and I'm just not wrong. And I mourn preemptively for myself, my family, but I care about the general public and police officers and the military people as much as I care about myself. I have empathy. Sometimes I care about other people more than I care about myself. And it's not because I'm a hero, folks. My head is screwed on straight. I like inviting people over, cooking food, and watching them eat it and enjoy it. And I've run into sociopaths before that I've been so nice to. And later I learned they were sociopaths, and they go, "You're being nice to me because you want to get something." I've learned people that don't have Texas hospitality, and I call it Texas hospitality, everybody's got it to some extent in their area, that I grew up around people that were so good that I was bad in the family. But compared to the general public, I'm like a saint or something. I mean, I thought everybody was like my parents and my grandparents growing up. And it's just taken me the last 5 years to figure out that's not the case. But that there are also people out there just as good or better than my folks. There are a lot of good people in this world. There's also a lot of bad people. And those of you that have discernment out there and know what's really going on here, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to do for yourself. But I used to get annoyed because I wasn't cocky. I come off as an egotist. I'm not. I'm confident. About people, how great Texas was, and Texas culture, and Texas values, and Texas toughness. And I was really annoyed by it and kind of rebelled against it. I was like sick of Texas flags and sick of hearing about my family being involved on both sides of the founding of Texas and sick of people talking about how great Texas was. Until I got older and really learned about it all and went all over the world and the country. And man, I got to tell you now, I've been a lot of places, folks. Texas has a lot of bad in it, too. A lot of half people here aren't even Texans. But I just think back about the whole world and just that combination of Texas realness. And some of the Texans I know that just literally boil over with goodness and with manliness and with honorableness and with just ready to kick your assness. And I'm talking about black Texans, white Texans, Hispanic Texans, you name it. I just love Texas. I don't know why I'm getting off into that, but, you know, when stuff gets bad, you think about what you like and what you appreciate. And the older I get, all I've got is that I'm honorable. That's all I've got. It's all any of us will ever have. And that's why the system always tries to attack my honor. I never used to know what chivalry meant. It seems so silly reading history books about people that would kill you if you said they were a liar or a fraud. And now I understand why, because any good civilization is based on truth and justice and people valuing that. And I realize now that in such a decadent, slimy world, I do see a lot of truth and justice in the military and the police. And so I see things that I admire there. But then there's also bad in there So then it makes it that much worse that there's such good sitting right next to such dishonor. That's why people get so mad at the police. We'll be right back to discuss it all. I'm going to give the phone number out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, coming up, the story's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. CNN says Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. The supposed Las Vegas shooter, Jared Miller, exploited the jumpstart right-wing extremist meme. Yeah, we've been telling you, they're going to flip the entire Homeland Security system against the American people. Meanwhile, you've got the prisoner exchange, Obama violating federal law, becoming a dictator, not getting in trouble. You've got Fast and Furious, you've got Benghazi, you've got the VA scandal. None of that matters. Two police officers being dead is the center of the universe. Not that they care about cops. When cops get killed in Chicago every few weeks, it's not even in the news. It's a blurb because it's gang related. But boy, if you can tie it to gun owners of the Tea Party, it's an epidemic. As big an epidemic as great white shark attacks. It's extremely rare. And they know that, but they don't care. It's an epidemic. We've got to stop the radicalization of the Republican Party. Yeah, that makes them win elections everywhere. And they admit in these clips, they go, it is politically expedient for the Republicans to be doing this and giving succor to Alex Jones, succor, aiding and abetting. They even use the term that they're aiding and abetting me. I'm aiding and abetting the election of libertarian, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-power plant, pro-jobs, pro-factories, mom and dad, the kids belong to them, Americana. We shouldn't put an ad out saying, you got kids? Put them on a plane, we'll take them. So there's just planes landing with 137 kids, 129 kids, 14 kids, 80 kids. I mean, every couple hours, planes are landing with just kids on board. From Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil, Mexico, China, Taiwan. People are getting their kids on planes, and they're landing, and they're here, folks. And the government's giving them lawyers, and they're staying. And they're hiring illegals to work for the federal government and giving them waivers. And 30 million are here under the new garbage Obama's trying to pass. All their families can then come. I mean, we're bankrupt, folks. It'd be one thing if we got unskilled labor here and they had to, you know, work in the free market like all the other poor immigrants that came here. But that's not what's happening. They're now putting water stations and emergency phones in the desert to aid the illegals coming across. I've been down to the border 2 months ago. There's no border patrol there. I was there last year. It was teeming with border patrol. But they weren't even stopping illegals. They were ordered to give people tickets for beer and stuff in Big Bend. But now there was no border patrol. I told you this 2 months ago. It's gone. The deportations have virtually stopped. Lawlessness. It's illegal, ladies and gentlemen. And meanwhile, they're persecuting the press. They're persecuting the Tea Party because the Tea Party is the threat, folks. The Tea Party isn't perfect, but that's why I've fully thrown in with the Tea Party and a move in the Republican Party to take it over, because we're going to lose everything. The Democrats, run by the globalists, have a plan of the third world to get the votes they need to checkmate using our republic and our voting system, our democracy, our limited democracy, to checkmate in the country right now. And who are they then attacking full scale? Infowars.com. I mean, I've got CNN saying I'm behind the shooting, basically. I've got London Guardian. I'm in the first paragraph. Another CNN. Washington Post. Raw story. Just, I mean, thousands of articles, ladies and gentlemen. Thousands. You type Alex Jones into Google News, click it. There's thousands of articles today. Thousands attacking me. And Darren McBream was talking about his personal Facebook. I ought to try to get him on air. And this buddy he's known forever. He said his buddy he's known since college, that his head lives, its habitat is Obama's rear end, to put it nicely. He lives in Obama's rear end. I mean, I'm sorry to use that term. It's the only way to describe it in times like these. And he likes to taunt him every once in a while. You know, he believes he's powerful and successful because he loves Obama. Even as Obama betrays everybody and funds Al-Qaeda and runs false flags and gets caught and runs Benghazi and runs Fast and Furious. I was like, man, you better get out of InfoWars real quick. It's going down, man. Yeah, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. I'm here. We're bigger than ever. But I don't want to be big. I'd rather back the globalist off and this show recede off into the sunset. There'd still be plenty of issues to cover. But it wouldn't be as hot and as powerful and as scary as it is. This show is scary. Because we're a mirror for MSNBC and Media Matters and the White House to look at who you are. You guys have gone through this to where now you've had multiple White House press secretaries, Gibbs and Carney and others, and a bunch of others. Every week I see a new clip where they get up on MSNBC or CNN and go, yeah, we lie to people. What's the big deal? We need to lie to you. And that's what it is. I'm a heretic. I'm unbowed. As that host said last hour from MSNBC, we played the clip. What's her name again? Alice Wagner. She goes, he is unbowed. And she looks at the camera and puts her hand out and does a motion of me falling. He's unbowed. That's right, witch. I don't believe known certified liars that say the Klan founded the NRA when it's the opposite. I've heard that come out of your fat mouth. I don't believe certified frauds who've been caught lying thousands of times. I don't trust FBI snitches who helped set up his own people and helped create race riots and who is allowed to be anti-Semitic because he works for them. I mean, it's sick. It's like George Soros is a famous Nazi collaborator and should be in a prison in Hungary or Romania where he operated, and instead his operations claim I'm anti-Semitic. I mean, I'm sick of it. I was as involved in the Boston bombing as the man in the moon. MSNBC, that same witch, Alex Wagner, whatever her name is, said that. I'm done. I wasn't involved in that bombing, witch. I say you people, the people you work for, are suspects. And you're like, oh my gosh, he thinks we're suspects. Hey, lady, it's even in the BBC. We forced it there that Al-Qaeda from Saudi Arabia launched the chemical attacks on Assad's people to blame it on him. You got caught. Cy Hirsch reported on it. People know about false flags now, lady. We have to be morons not to think Obama could be behind this when they're running around with Holder last week going, the Tea Party's about to attack. We're launching our task force this week. The terrorism is everywhere. We need the armored vehicles for the Tea Party. Oh, my God. Look, the Tea Party, Alex Jones, just killed two cops the next week. 2 + 2 = 4. Now, maybe these were unhinged, devil-worshipping pibs that were also mad at the government and anti-establishment. There is an allure to rebellion, and sometimes it attracts bad people. Any revolution does. But I am a counter-revolutionary, and I stand for what I have said. I have said over and over and over again, not because I'm scared of violence breaking out and getting blamed. I'm committed to this, but because violence is not the course we want to take, because we've got a very good chance at fixing this peacefully because of checks and balances laid down by our forebears and fought for by our more recent ancestors and those living, and that we can maybe turn all of this around. They want a revolution. They're geared up to conquer us paramilitarily. They're trying to get the cops compartmentalized to follow this false script. I'm blocking the script. I'm hacking the script and saying, police, no veterans attack police. They're saying there's going to be a war with veterans. I thought that Homeland Security was for Al-Qaeda. Do you really just want mission creep? Do you really want to roll out a new war at bigger than the war on drugs against the Patriot movement in an attempt to intimidate the liberty movement to shutting up and doing what you want politically? That's not going to fly. That dog's not going to hunt. You don't want to be part of this. Please send a message. You don't want to be marched up against the American people as the part of the Redcoats in 1776 Part 2. And by the way, the Redcoats were Thomas Jefferson compared to the Democrats. The British Redcoats were altruistic Renaissance angel cakes compared to the elite we've got running this country. The Redcoat government would look good compared to this, and George Washington went around signing death orders on people to kill because they were tyrants. If you really want to get down to brass tacks, folks, George Washington ordered people to go into restaurants and bars and kill Redcoat officers. But that's not what's happened. Those are Redcoats who knew what they were doing in an open war against the people. We haven't gotten there yet. We don't want that civil war to start, ladies and gentlemen, by the foreign occupiers. We want to short-circuit it, and we want to stop it. We do not want it. So I'm proud. And I'm honored to be in the position I'm in, and I'm willing to take whatever happens to me in the process of them trying to demonize this broadcast. But I will say this, we're going to give the phone number out and come back with your calls on this subject. InfoWars more than ever needs your support. spread the word about the broadcast, sponsor our local AM and FM affiliates. The broadcast is exploding. The system's scared of that. Buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the best products out there across the board, from preparedness to high-quality supplements. And pray for us. Not so that we even continue for ourselves, but that we continue to savage the enemy. Because make no mistake, folks, we're having incredible victories right now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step to towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Playing a lot of these just because there's so many, but they're posting them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Chris Matthews, CIA guy, CIA on record. Anderson Cooper does blue screen stuff. when he's not even at Sandy Hook. It's just amazing. I mean, CNN got caught. This is famous. It's on YouTube. In the first Gulf War, being in Atlanta on a blue screen, saying that they were in Riyadh being nerve gassed by a Scud attack, hopping around in front of a blue screen. Didn't know their feed was going out live with the blue screen off. I mean, right there, they've been caught lying so much. If you have somebody in business that you've worked with, you catch lying to you once, you really lose confidence in them, it kind of freaks you out. Then you catch them again, again, again. 3-4 times, you'll never associate with them again. But in modern America, people just love to be suckered over and over again. I mean, I don't believe anything Hillary Clinton says. I don't believe anything Obama says. I don't believe anything John Boehner says. I'm done with the blue blood Republicans and the Democrats. And the whole establishment is coming after the Tea Party. Good. We don't need to get freaked out that we're being lectured by the White House-run CNN, MSNBC. Good. It means we're having an effect. Good. You're blaming me for tragedies? Good. My job is to expose you. I expect you to come after me. Most of you people work for the system because you cozy up to them as cowards. And you're scared of the New World Order, and you know how evil it is. So you just decide to go along with it. I've run into a lot of top people. Host of ABC Nightly News, one of the hosts. I'll just leave it at that. MSNBC, CNN people, who've privately at events and things said, no, we know a lot of what you're saying is true. You know, but the Republicans are bad, too. You know, what do you want us to do, vote for them? I mean, you know. It's the same thing with the police. We don't need to be each other's enemies, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people that work for the system are just compartmentalized and operate under peer pressure. We have a clip coming up where CNN says the Liberty Movement is more threatening than Al-Qaeda. That's up on Infowars.com. This is the full conversion of homeland security on the American people. And I know I keep saying that because it's happening. Obama really is legalizing illegals outside of law and saying, if you're poor and sick, we'll pay for you, and we've got a driver's license. Come here, come to California, and vote to take the guns. They've got a plan to turn Texas blue, Battlefield Texas, where they've been caught on video. We've played the clips. The Democratic Party saying, we're going to take over. We're going to have the illegals vote. We're going to take the guns, everything. All we need is 5 million illegals to come here. They get three or four, they say five, that's more than they need. They get about 3 million illegal voters who almost all pull the lever for Democrats. It's over, folks. They will take our guns, and they will line up the armored vehicles in a phalanx and come. Just like that state judge, county judge, you know, head of the county, it's like the mayor. What was it, Lubbock? That was Lubbock. It was on. Remember last year he got in all that trouble? But he didn't get in trouble. He got elected in a landslide, but the media said he was in trouble. He came out and he said, listen, they're going to stage stuff. I don't know what. When Obama gets reelected, he's not going to leave office by the end. This is what he said, not me. And when they come to try to confiscate the guns, I'm not going to be part of it. And when they show up with those armored vehicles, I'm going to need more deputies. And we're going to need to go ahead and get some of those federal armored vehicles because I'm not going to turn the guns in and we're not going to have them in this county. And I thought, man, that guy's even more tough than I am. I mean, he's a reality-based guy. He's got the police chief sitting right next to him. Gravely, there it is, Texas judge warns Obama re-election will lead to civil war. Because it's true, folks. Why do you think that county judge said that over a major city? I mean, that's a big city. Yeah, Lubbock. Why do you think he said that? Judge Tom Head. Because, folks, the feds are coming to all the cities and saying, get ready for this to find out who's going to go along with it. That's one thing waking up the police and military is they're being prepared for this. They're in the meetings. They're battle training. They're battle training to take the guns, folks. A civil war will break out. Do you understand? And they're going to need a trigger. So I said, look for blowing up police stations, shooting police in restaurants, shooting them in their cars, blaming it on us. But they've been hyping it so much, mentally ill people may get it in their head and go do it. So I'm saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it every day. And then somebody does it, and I'm being blamed. Man, what does that tell you? They're getting ready to drop the hammer. We've been trying to stop it forever. When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? When are they going to drop the hammer, Alex? They've been dropping the hammer for a long time. Now they're getting ready to drop the big hammer. I'm going to give the number out. Take your call straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality, from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality, delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Amanda Bolso here from Midas Resources. Today, June 10th, 2014, gold opened at $1,261.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.17, $653.59 for a half ounce, or $326.79 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,307.17, $653.59, and $326.79.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Public enemy number one. If the public's a bunch of foreign mega bankers, eugenicists, funding real Nazis overthrowing Ukraine, funding real Al-Qaeda out of many areas in Africa to invade their neighbors, like in the case of Somalia into Kenya. AFRICOM, you name it, are in the business of literally arming Al-Qaeda. And then I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say the globalists may be involved in a Las Vegas false flag when they've been caught staging shootings before, and it's in U.S. government documents like Northwoods, and they stand to gain from it. Of course, I think the federal government, criminal elements of it, are prime suspects in every major event. And I stand by those statements. I am unbowed, as MSNBC said. I want to play some clips and then go to your phone calls right through into the next hour. I want to hear specifically on this issue, and this ties into the open borders. I mean, it's federal law that Obama can't be doing what he's doing on more than 20 fronts. I mean, they are legalizing felons. They are releasing felons with not even having a trial. Arsonists, rapists, child molesters, 60-plus thousand of them in just the last month. They have hundreds of thousands of kids being flown in and just dumped off at airports, filling military bases with them. And Obama says, bring more. We'll get them lawyers. We'll let you stay here. And then fencing them out to foster homes that are then federally and state paid. I mean, the country is being bankrupted purposefully. And we've known the globalists run by the offshore globalists, and Obama's their front man. We've known they want to wreck the country and make us dependent on them. But it's one thing to know they want it. It's another thing to see it happening. It's one thing to know a family member's sick. It's another thing to see them take their last breath and die, and they're dead, laying there in the bed in front of you. And we're watching the slow-motion slitting of this country's throat right now. I mean, this country's already might be too far gone is what I'm trying to say. And now they are just stabbing us with an ice pick with wanton abandon as fast as they can to make sure the job's been done. And it is unbelievable to watch. And then it's even crazier as an individual. Can you imagine being me? And I just bring this up so you understand where my head's at. Where I study these people, I know what criminal liars they are. I'm called a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe known criminal liars. And there's the good news of why are they so afraid of this broadcast and the information we put out. Our worldview is so close to reality. Doesn't mean we don't see through rose-colored darklies. Doesn't mean we're not perfect. You know, we certainly have problems. But when you've got thousands of publications opening fire on you and every major TV news channel that's White House-run, state-run media attacking you on the hour, it's because they want the average weak-minded person that still watches them to see that and to be told, like they're a two-year-old, you don't go near this, you don't listen to this. It's racist if you own guns. The NRA founded the Klan. It's racist if you don't like Obamacare. It's racist if you don't like prison food in the schools. It's racist if you have your own thoughts. And it's terrorism if you talk about private property and don't like MSNBC saying your kids belong to the state. They came out last week before all this happened. The Justice Department, we had an article on InfoWars.com about it. And Eric Holder, I always think of John P. Holder, the eco-science guy, the White House science czar, the attorney general, with all his scandals and lies and corruption, just like Harry Reid, still up there. It's like having Satan running the judiciary or the prosecution. I can't even hardly talk at this point. It's just when I think about all the bad stuff they've done, how openly bad they are, and then I have the attention of these wicked ones, and it's because we know who they are, and we are willing to call them out, and other people won't go all the way. And they're scared to death, folks, and they've said this, that if what I'm saying gets picked up by other people and looked into, it's over. Because naked in the living room is the 10,000-pound monster. Stinking to high heaven, covered in the blood of innocents, wiping its mouth with dead babies like handkerchiefs, sitting in a pile of victims, committing all these crimes and frauds and lies, ripping the country apart. Imagine America like a control room with dials and wheels and diodes, and it's like an 80,000-pound goblin running through with a club, just smashing everything. And I'm just standing here going, that's a big, horrible monster smashing everything. Historically, it's tyranny. It's wrecking the country bad. And they're like, that's a terrorist. Any problems in the country, it's his fault. Well, there are going to be a backlash, real or manufactured, against all this, and it's not going to be pretty. But it's not my fault that I'm pointing out the emperor's butt naked. So, in a microcosm, this radio show and what we're talking about here needs to be studied and looked at. Because we got clips of Harry Reid on the Senate floor yesterday and today saying we need to pass laws restricting free speech and looking into people that criticize the government because they may be mass shooters when the mass shootings are flat. And you say, well, they're not going to get the legislation passed. Oh, when they run a PSYOP and blow up a public school full of kindergartners and blame it on people, and, you know, they find a stack of Alex Jones magazines in the back of the guy's car. How that works is I walk out of my house and I get shot, and they say, oh, someone mad at him did it, and it'll really be the FBI. Or it'll be a hired contractor. And they'll do it right when the terror attack comes, right when everybody's mad. It'll be, oh, look, because I've studied how they kill people in third world countries when they do a takeover like this. There's always talk show hosts or writers or people that have criticized them that have the people's ear, folk hero types they've got to kill. They'll kill them right when they stage the big false flag. And then they're going to come after everybody else. They're going to come after all the people at Breitbart that are so scared. They're going to come after Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn, you don't think just because you threw me under the bus last month and did all that they're going to leave you alone. I told you then. They're going to stage stuff and they're going to come after you, buddy. They dislike you just as much as they dislike me. Don't think just because you've gone milquetoast on people and are backpedaling right now, they're not going to nail you to the wall if they win. I'm going to quote Benjamin Franklin to you, the most famous inventor in world history who invented hundreds of inventions used today in your house. I'm going to quote probably one of the smartest people that ever lived, Benjamin Franklin. We will hang together or we will hang separate, buddy. And that goes for everybody out there. You're not going to run up a flag to these people, a white flag, and they're going to come pat you on the head. They're never going to stop. You may be the most hardcore Obama liberal supporter now. They're getting a police state ready for when they bring this country into a full-bore depression. They're going to take everything we've got. Our way of life is going to be over when they pop this final bubble. And they want it set where you're a terrorist if you criticize anything. And they've got the police. Look at the Zero Hedge article up on InfoWars.com with Department of Defense graphs by them of the arms buildup. The Department of Defense keeps track of it as the tens of thousands of armored vehicles, tanks, fully auto machine guns, 50 caliber rifles, and buddy, they're training with targets, Homeland Security provided, of children called No Hesitation. Military equipment for local police. And look at that. Just in the last year, 533 aircraft, 93,000 plus fully auto with grenade launchers, 44,000 plus pieces of night vision. MRAPs, it's thousands a year. This is just in the last few months. And it goes through graph after graph of what's being masked. That's a very low number in this current Zero Hedge article. I mean, it is full on war training with no war against the police, the military going on. But see, now it starts. And again, 7 million people, I forget which university you can look up. I think the headline's research or university study. 7 million died as a result of Great Depression. And it says from malnutrition or flat-out starvation in the 10 years of the Great Depression, 1929 to 1939, that's the official Great Depression, 7 million people when 90% were self-sufficient and lived on farms. 10% were urban. We're now flip the numbers exactly to 90% urban and not self-sufficient. 10% rural, half of them self-sufficient. We've gone from 5% self-sufficient today when it was 90%. I mean, do you realize the level of the powder keg we're sitting on? And they're going to throw a few thousand police in major cities with a few dozen armored vehicles against howling, crazy mobs. And you've got enough people that have done murder training on all the shoot 'em up games the Pentagon invented. I'm not demonizing the games. It's just it's a murder simulator. It's a killing simulator. You got people on drugs, whacked out with murder simulators that are in love with death and all the death fetishes that are just everywhere. I mean, death fetishes, I mean, I see women all the time, completely gorgeous, into death, into destruction, you know, murder, you know, being slapped around, you name it. I mean, that's the hot stuff out there. There's a depression in this country. Folks, I'm not going to be running around like George Washington with a gun in my hand leading some war against cannon fodder police. I'm going to be keeping my butt out of circulation. That's how you win this war, is not having to kill anybody. But they're going to make the cops put people's back up against the wall. Man, this is a disaster. This is a disaster. If the moral, Christian, hardworking people of the 20s, 7 million died. You see The Grapes of Wrath, folks, which is a communist movie. Has a bad moral, but it's very accurate about what it was like for people being used by corrupt corporate systems. But see, what The Grapes of Wrath doesn't tell you, the corrupt corporations that you see in The Grapes of Wrath, they run the government. And they run the socialism. You go out of the corporate fraud into a communist fraud run by the corporatists who are going to sit it out in Switzerland. And I'm going to tell you something. I would move to Northern Europe, or I would move to Switzerland, if you had the money, if you're not going to fight this right now. I would get out of Dodge right now. And that's what the elite have all done. Most of the rich Jews are leaving Israel. What do you think that means? It means world war, ladies and gentlemen. The Middle East is going to blow up. I don't know when. But the billionaire Jews, every one of them has left. They've been criticized by Israel for doing it. Why are they leaving? Because they know something, folks. They know something. And the elite are leaving the U.S. I told you 5 years ago about a billionaire defense contractor I ran into who was a listener. And I was told that you're going to get so big you're not going to believe it. I told the story 5 years ago. And I said, why? And they said, because everything you're saying is dead on and more. I'm getting out of the United States. I said, what are you talking about? And this person works with special forces, a lot of the people, and owned a helicopter company, some other stuff. Looked at me and said, you're dead on. I said, what's going to happen? And they said, the U.S. will not be here. And I said, what does that mean? Just what I just said. I don't know what that means. But now I'm starting to get an idea. They square off the Christian gun owners and veterans against the military and police. It is going to look like something the world has never seen. The Vietnamese killed 58,000 U.S. troops, injured over 300,000. The entire U.S. military with the British couldn't hold Baghdad, folks. I have no desire to kick the military's butt or to see the police get their butt kicked, because we're all getting our butt kicked. We're all playing a game of the globalists. We're all fools. Do I need to play? That's why I described the Civil War and the police getting shot. About six or seven times I played the From Russia with Love, the first James Bond movie, with the two Siamese fighting fish. And I played the clip probably five, six times the last few months where it leads through all that. And explains how the two fish basically weaken and kill each other, or one fish is dead, the other's weakened, then the other comes in and kills the last one left. That's exactly what this is. And they've got a bunch of warrior types who are ready to go to war with the American people. And I guess if we do this, we deserve it. I mean, America is to blame for this. The globalists are more to blame in the final equation. But we said, you know what, 53 million babies aren't human. Go ahead and kill them. In fact, kill them once they're born. Kill them up to age three, they're now saying in the Journal of Bioethics and places. Let's burn babies and have no respect for human life to heat the hospitals in the U.S. and England. Yeah, let's cross humans with monkeys. Yeah, there we go. Let's cross dogs with jellyfish. We don't care. And so if you don't think 53 million babies were humans, Bill Gates doesn't think you're a human. And if we let them start a civil war, And the cops really want to have a war with the American people while the country's gutted. I mean, if you go along with it, you buy the PSYOP, I guess we deserve it. And I guess I'm been evil as well. I haven't worked hard enough to fight this. And I was involved in bad stuff when I was young. Not really bad stuff for the average person, but things I'm guilty of. Maybe I deserve what's coming to me. I kind of take solace in that. That, you know what? Maybe it's just judgment at the end of the day. And I'm about to tell MSNBC something and the rest of them. It's not just going to be the cops and the patriots that get judged in this whole deal. It's going to be you too. Every one of you, when this is all over and in this process, you are the ones that are going to pay for what you're part of. Because you're consciously throwing gasoline on the fire of this while I'm trying to stop it and then trying to blame me. Let's go out to break with a James Bond clip. Then I'll come back, give the number out. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures, brave but on the whole stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three.
And what was the plan? To get NATO and the Russians to kill each other so a criminal group infiltrated both governments to make profit off of it. And who wrote the book?
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
What causes my concern about our government? I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It's
seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Love you. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And they actually have paper targets, millions of dollars worth, of children that Homeland Security pays for local police to train shooting small children. Toddlers, under 12. The big score, anyone over 75, 100 points. Going in for the kill. I haven't played any of the clips. Al Sharpton attacking me. Chris Matthews attacking me. CNN saying the Liberty Movement more threatening than Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's all scripted. It's all happening just like I said it would be scripted. Remember back 6 years ago when I was saying this? No one was saying this. You're seeing it happen. We got their internal memos. And they weren't training the cops secretly for this because they weren't going to have it happen. Homeland Security was always set up for us, ladies and gentlemen. Islamic terrorism is real. Radical Islamic terrorism, but the globalists fund it and allow it. And they used it to build up the police state. Now it's pointed at the American people. Now, I've got a guest popping in for like 10 minutes the next hour, the young man that confronted Nancy Pelosi on illegal NSA spying. And the reason he's coming on, then I'm going to your calls, I promise. I haven't given the number out yet. Is because he's the answer. People like him. All of us should go to public events, have somebody videotape it, and then put it out on YouTube and it goes viral. Just asking real questions. Because the prostitute media won't do it. We have to be citizen journalists. And who knows, they'll say you're behind terrorism because you asked about the NSA. That's how we're going to beat them. So what? It doesn't work anymore when they call you racist if you don't like Obama. They don't have the power anymore. People don't watch and listen to them. Their little game is ending. Andrew Demeter is going to be joining us to talk about that and to play that clip of how you get it done. Now, I've done two hours, and I haven't plugged anything, folks. We are funded by viewers and listeners like you. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news, all the films, live streams of the feed. $5.95 a month, 11 memberships, $5.95. You can share it with up to 11 people. It's a great way to spread the word, be part of the cutting edge of fighting tyranny. Look at how we're under attack. I'm willing to go all the way in this. I don't want to be a martyr, but if they kill me or set me up, look, I expect it. I'm ready. I don't think it's going to happen, but it might. It's becoming a probability, not a possibility. I'm totally committed. Will you give me the gas and the energy to really go out in royal style against these people in the info war? And who knows, we might ram through them. We might make it. I know my crew's going to make it and probably continue on, but I'm at the tip of the spear. I'm ready. I was born for this. I'm not afraid. But I want to go hardcore and beat the enemy. So you energize me like the sun energizes plants. I need you to go buy water filters, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the new X2. Try it. See how amazing it is. And support the savage, no-holds-barred, as MSNBC said, unbound and unbowed commitment to liberty. That's right. They hate the fact that I don't care if they demonize me. They don't set reality. They don't control me. I'm off their plantation. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency
agency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.